A patient with a language barrier is also a patient that is very important in terms of communication. One thing to note with a patient with a language barrier is that I know for St. Paul's at least, we have interpreters for pretty much every language, it seems, that you can book in order to help you with that communication. It's very important to gather, of course, all the information you can beforehand in the chart, and you'll likely identify that this patient has a language barrier through rounds. And so attending rounds and finding out from your team some of those really important pieces of information before you go in is going to really help you. Sometimes the interpreter will already be booked, and so finding out the time of that or rebooking if you have a longer session. Some of the key things with a patient that doesn't speak the same language is really speaking to them. Sometimes when there's another person in the room that you're communicating through, it sometimes becomes easier to talk with that interpreter, and it becomes hard to know where you're going to lay your eyes and who you're communicating with. Really important to involve the patient, make them understand that you're talking to them. Still do that same level of eye contact that really helps with rapport and trust. The other piece is that using smaller pieces of information, so I almost call them sound bites, so that the interpreter can follow very closely with you and that you're only doing a certain number of things at a time. Where this is really important for practice is often we talk to patients and it's much more flowing from piece to piece. But with a patient where you're using an interpreter, you might have to separate that out. For example, instead of asking, what do you eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you might ask a patient first for what they eat for breakfast. Get that information through the interpreter and then write it down. Sometimes, too, it can be overwhelming. I know that, again, if a patient has multiple factors and issues that they're dealing with, and you're dealing with an interpreter, you might want to really think about what you're going to say and prioritize prior and have your few key points. This helps keep things on task. Some other tools that you can use, I know that have been helpful for me, is using the handouts that have pictures on them. Then you can really involve the patient. So not only is the interpreter talking, but you're also pointing to what it is that you want them to see. And it's a great way to actually engage that patient, asking them, what of these do they eat? When introducing yourself, you can also use hand gestures and also motion to yourself when you say, my name is, and that really helps them as well.